What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly. I haven't been posting in a while. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm here with my friend Blake Abernathy, and he's one of the best salesmen I've been around. He's had three and a half years of sales experience.
Yeah, just about 3.5 years now.
Nice. And can you tell me about what your experience is from when you started sales, like everything you sold and how well you did, and just kind of your story with it?
So I'm going on my third summer now. I started in the about probably October of 2018, and I was selling AT&T, so like DirecTV cable services primarily, but also like phone lines and internet. I did that for about two and a half years. My first year, I only worked about 4 months. So I really just worked the summer because I was in college. I sold about 200 accounts, just over 200 accounts, and I made about $60,000 doing that. The next year, I actually became a first-year manager and managed a few separate offices for that. And then I went and sold for Amazon. I sold solar for a while, and now I'm selling alarm systems. So I kind of have a little bit of experience all around the board. But then this last year would have been my second full year with sales, and I made about $165,000 this last year. So that's where I'm at right now.
Dude, heck yeah, that's amazing, man. $165,000 this last year, and you're only 21 years old. I just turned
21 in January. Yeah, January 6th.
Dang, man, that's impressive, to be honest. Like, I don't know many 21 year olds that have made that much money in 1 year. So that's pretty impressive.
Thanks, man.
Definitely, man. So I've noticed with you, I've spent the last 2.5 weeks with you, pretty much, or 2.5-3 weeks, and so I noticed just the main difference between you and what I kind of struggle with, or what I kind of come in contact is, you're just a good closer. Like, you can close, and that's where the money's at, obviously. And so what's your trick for closing? Like, what would you say your advice would be for just closing a deal?
Well, you can't close a deal without knocking on the door. And typically most of the deals that end up getting closed seem like laydowns, or they seem pretty easy, because you should get to a relationship of trust with the customer where they kind of close on their own. So aside from trying to like focus on the close and being able to push on being a good closer, it's really more about being a good relationship builder from the first moment you're able to connect with the customer.
I love that, man. That's really good to hear, because that's what I actually love to do. I love that, man. So what's the best way to build rapport? Like, if you had to give your best advice on how to build that relationship from the start, what would you say to sell a product and to just basically build rapport and sell?
Ask questions, man. Asking questions is really going to be the key, because you want the customer to be able to give you as much information about themselves as you possibly can, because the more information they give you, the more they're going to trust you. So the more questions you can ask, and asking the correct questions is going to be the best way to build rapport with really anybody, no matter if they're a customer or a random stranger on the street. People love talking about themselves, so just get them to talk about themselves.
Love that, man. I love how you're so brief. A lot of people I interview, it's just like on and on and on, but you're like, you get straight to the point, and you get your words out in few words, you get your communication, what you want to say out in few words. So I love that. That's very efficient.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I mean, you have to be able to explain what you want to say to somebody as simple as possible. Just like they say in the office, right? Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, yeah, dude. So what would you say? You've had experience, you know, making money in the stock market and all that too. So like, what are just some, your overall like financial advice? What would you tell, for example, if a 15-year-old walked up, what would you tell your 15-year-old self? What advice would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Just to start now. I waited so long to really get knowledge in anything financial, and a lot of people say I know a lot more than even a lot of people older than me. But really the only thing that's different between anybody and someone who's doing better than them is who's been doing it longer, right? I mean, if I could have gotten to the stock market when I was 4 years old, I would have, because the more hands-on experience you have with trading in the stock market or sales or really anything, the better you're going to be at it. And those are all some really high income skills. So get knowledge as quick as possible, get like a little bit of skin in the game. Just save a little bit of money out of every single check and just start putting it away towards investing or something that's going to make you more money long term.
Love that, man. Thank you so much for your time, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, bro.